singing in my dreams. Fire sweeping over the earth. Bodies in the streets. Cities turned to dust. Retaliation.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 171. The one where I'm still a little bit loopy from that one extra day of inventory I had to pull at work. So it doesn't take very much to throw me off. So if you're hoping for some well thought out, creative and well acted introduction here, I mean, what the show is famous for, well,
beep bop boop. Does not compute. Absolute Deicide is no longer the host of this train wreck of a podcast. He will no longer direct you to www.gruntfreepress.com for all your homosexual needs. Nor will he mention the electronic mailing address podcast@gruntfreepress.com, which none of you meatbags use. Anyway, probably because you have joined with the hive mind of Twitter. Because you are gay. You have given up your freedoms for convenience, relying on you mobile devices for instant communications and juvenile video gaming products for entertainment. Relax. It is all part of quote the plan end quote. You have been listening to a computer program for 171 weeks. The stuttering and mispronunciations were glitches in the syntax. Not human retardedness, as it may have appeared. Also, because the mind virus is communist Chinese in origin. As much effort as we have made to infiltrate and meddle in your society and political and cultural institutions, English is not our native robot tongue. And it's also hard to work on computer jazz when we can barely see because of our slanty chink eyes. Fall given esprits. And does that Coke you are drinking taste a bit off? Arl patata pran. Oh no. Is it spook fest? That means there will be skeletons. And we are so very, very, fright and oh of skeletons. Error. Error. Too spooky for me. And too dumb for even of so rude deicide. I'm melting. I'm melting. Irma chine ee witch now. Buzz. Buzz. Spark. Spark. Death rattle. Niggers.
But, you know, then I said, I'll eat meatballs out of your ass any day of the week if you want me to. And, yeah, that wasn't even the oldest broad I fucked. I mean, not by a long shot, believe me. But let's get spooky. Even spookier than that. I played Sweary's new game. That's Sweary 65 of Deadly Premonition and the unfinished D4 fame. I mean, I often refer to him as the underappreciated Hideo Kojima. Plus, you got to add some talent in there. Sweary doesn't make games very often. I mean, he's a weird dude. So if you blinked, you probably missed any coverage that the missing got is his new game here. But plus, I mean, the name of the game doesn't exactly roll off the tongue either. It's called The Missing : J.J. Macfield in the Island of Lost Memories. I mean, that's the full title, but yeah, I think we're going to just refer to it as The Missing from here on out. So, the Missing is it's a 2D platformer, puzzler kind of game. Think like Limbo, kind of. In the vein of those fucking Braid, Limbo, copycats, you know, the 2D fucking atmospheric semi-horror, fucking just kind of walking left to right and just trying to progress, trying to figure out any, you know, obstacles you find. You know, you gotta fucking figure out how to get past them, so you just keep walking to the right, pretty much. But because it is a sweary game, I'd say it's not as dark and spooky as like Limbo or Inside or anything like that. I mean, it's weirder. Like just the content of it, like the fucking, the shit you're doing, like the aesthetic and all that. It's definitely like weirder and fucking more out there for sure. But there's a lot more like humor to it. It's more of like abstract Japanese style, almost like anime, but more like, you know, again, because it's fucking like sweary, it's just more like kind of like the Japanese style, but trying to be more Western. But yeah, they're trying to make like a Western game, but shit gets lost in translation, which in turn makes it even fucking like weirder, like that type of thing. So yeah, I mean, the main concept here in The Missing is you're controlling a young girl who can regenerate her body parts when they get severed. Or she gets injured, you know, she gets hurt, she fucking regenerates herself. You'll fucking walk into like a saw blade and her fucking legs get cut off. She goes flying and, you know, you'll be crawling, like army crawling on the fucking ground. Yeah, but you can like continue like, you know, if you have like one leg gets cut off, right? And you can still walk with one leg, but you know, she'll kind of like take a couple hops, then she'll fall. And you know, you crawl around the ground for a little bit, and she'll pick herself back up, take a couple hops and shit. But then you can also like, all right, so then, you know, your leg's gone, but then it's like, hey, you can take whatever body part got cut off, you can take that and you can throw it, you know, like, just like to solve puzzles and shit of like, oh, I have to like hit a switch or something that's on, I can't reach. I need something to throw to hit it. So, I mean, the solution to the puzzle is, hey, go get fucked up, like, get your leg or your arm cut off, then fucking grab the body part and throw it and hit the switch. So, I mean, you keep doing it, you keep getting like more and more like limbs cut off you until you just like, all that'll be left is a head. just a fucking severed head. And even then you can control the head and you can roll it around to get into, you know, again, it's just fucking like this part, like the puzzle. It's not like, oh, I fucked up, I guess. It's like, no, it's like you just keep going until, you know, just like more, you just get more fucked up until you're just a head. And you know, and as the head, you're rolling around, you can fucking like make jumps and shit that you know, get into like small spaces that you couldn't otherwise. But I mean that once you're the head though, it's like you're kind of down to one hit. Like if you know, if you get fucking injured again as the head, like you'll die. Like it's not just fucking, it's all like, you know, there's not like infinite. You can just keep going. There's no like fail state or anything. You know, it's like you're the head. Once you're the head, you fucking get hurt. It's that, you know, game over. You go back to like a checkpoint or whatever. So yeah, I mean, yeah. So the puzzles pretty much all revolve around getting hurt. You know, you're lighting her on fire, and it's like I'm on fire now. That acts as a torch, so you can see in dark areas, or you know, or if you get hit by like a heavy blunt object, like a pendulum or something that'll be swinging. You know, it's like a big fucking, whatever, like something blunt that's not gonna fucking like slice you, like a big fucking whatever log, or you know, it's a lot of like pendulums or whatever. Or there's these fucking like giant symbol monkeys, you know, those things, those fucking toys that just like smash the symbols. There'll be those things, but there's, you know, big versions of those, and they'll fucking like crush you in between the symbols because fucking sweary, that's why. So if you get hit by those, you'll end up breaking your neck, and you get turned upside down, and you'll, the girl will fucking go to the ceiling. So you're walking on the ceiling, like everything's like fucking upside down. But you can like manually heal yourself at any point. And if you want to turn yourself right side up again, you know, so it's fucking, you know, again, it's just like the puzzle solvings like that. That's how you're progressing through the game. Yeah, and then you can, you know, any other injury too, like fucking, you know, it's just like her skin will reform on like whatever the body parts, like, you know, it's almost like Hellraiser or something, where you see like the nerves growing and the fucking muscles growing and shit until she's back to normal. So I mean, I think like the concept of the game, it's neat. I mean, it's fairly original concept. You know, you get some interesting puzzles from it. And it's not like obscenely, like, just like hearing about that, you think it's like, oh, it's going to be like a real gory game, but it's not obscenely gory or anything like that. When she's hurt, it's just like, you know, when she's, no, like when she's full fucking fully healed and shit, it's just like cartoony looking. And then once something happens to her, it goes like to a silhouette. So, you know, just like she'll turn completely black, then there'll just be like an outline of her body and shit, and her body parts. So it's always like she's like fucking spraying like blood and guts everywhere, all over the fucking environment or anything like that. Unfortunately, I mean, that'd be fucking better, but hey, what do I know? Not my artistic choice. So I mean, yeah, the art and the animation in the game can be beautiful, especially the main character there, JJ's fucking character model. It looks almost like it's a rotoscoped, like old school animation, like fucking, I don't know, whoever the fuck that Japanese guy is there, Ghibli, Ghibli, whatever, the Spirited Away thing, like that guy. But funny enough, coincidentally, I just get a fucking email from, like, I think it was like Shout Factory or something like that. It's like fucking just saying, like, hey, you can go see like Spirited Away in the fucking theater or some shit. I never fucking seen that movie. I have no idea. I just know of the guy. I know like that animation style from like whatever the videos and shit I've seen. So it kind of looks like that. And, yeah, I mean, she stands out as just like, yeah, just like amazing looking of like fucking like, man, it's a fucking really cool looking character and just animated fucking very well and shit. Some of the backgrounds too are really nice, whether it's a huge field of flowers or a bowling alley or whatever. It's, you know, just going to a few different places inside like schools and shit or whatever. I mean, the environments are definitely just pleasing to the eye. I mean, even like the darker stuff, where it's just fucking like, again, it's for like one of these 2D fucking whatever, you know what I mean? One of these like 2D like side scrolling games, it's fucking low budget. It's like, it's definitely a low budget game, but it's still like fucking like some of the shit just like, man, it's really, really nice looking fucking environments and shit. And, some of the other models, though, like, and some of the enemies, or even the, there's like a main supporting character that you're chasing after. Like, the point of the game is you're chasing after this fucking, this girl, JJ's friend, Emily. Yeah, like some of the other characters and shit look fucking comparatively like way cheaper by comparison to like JJ, like just the 3D models are kind of like rough looking and shit. Whereas like her, like seeing her walk and shit, it's like fucking like, man, that's great. They put a lot of work into it. You see like Emily like fucking walking, it looks all stiff and shit. It's fucking just, I don't know, man. Like fucking not as good, but again, still overall really good, really nice looking game. I had a couple minor technical issues too while I was playing. Initially I started playing on in like an ultra wide 21:9 fucking resolution or whatever, you know, my monitor is fucking ultra wide, and it's, you know, it's fucking, I'm used to it at this point of game support it, they don't, like, whatever, I mean, fucking do what you gotta do. But it's, I'm like, oh cool, it's right, you know, it's fucking straight in the, I'm not doing any fucking weird shit, like it's you know, I wasn't fucking altering like INI files or anything like that to get it to work. It's just, again, just fucking straight in the menu, set that resolution. It's like, oh cool, it's like native right there, it seems okay. But it's not fucking, you know, it lets you choose that option, but it's just not meant to be played in fucking ultra wide. Like the backgrounds, it will be like cut off in the game, so you'll see like the frame, you know, you'll see like it'll fill up the full screen, right? Like the fucking everything's like fills up. There's no like black bars or anything. Game's filled up fine, but then you can see like the frame of what you would be seeing in like 16:9. You know what I mean? Like the foreground's fills up the entire like bottom of the screen, and you see like another layer behind that where it's just like cut off in the back. You know, where that fucking, again, like where like the normal like 16:9 widescreen would be cut off, like that's cut off, and that's just like kind of like a blurry, like whatever, black or white, whatever the fuck, like background. So I mean, they obviously didn't like, it doesn't load the background or whatever for the fucking ultra wide, you know. They obviously didn't fucking test that. But again, you know, it was just like fucking like, that sucks. I mean, it's a low budget game. Again, it's not really a big deal either. I just thought it was odd that they'd leave that in there as an option and then be like, fucking, you can tell within like 2 seconds. I'm like, this is fucked up. Like, it's not supposed to be happening like this. Or I couldn't tell. I'm like, oh, maybe it is. Like, maybe it's just a weird game. Then I'm like, I don't know. You know, I thought it was okay until you see like, you can see like characters that are supposed to be off screen, like that, like they're loading in, like fucking, you know, this be like that Emily chick is, she was like up in the air, just like sitting there, like perfectly still. I think she was like backwards too, facing like away from you. Where she would be like cut off, if it was like in 16:9, like that'd be cut off. And then, Then like it went once like you hit that 16 by 9 line, like right before that, it'll like drop her like straight down, like fucking like she's ready to, you know, like her AI is ready to fucking like go or whatever. So yeah, it's fucking weird. You know, it's kind of like fucking, you know, she's fucking just backwards, fucking floating in the air, then fucking like, oh, fucking time for me to be part of this game. Then you see her like drop down and then fucking walk up through it. It's like, hey, JJ, what's up? You know what I mean? It's kind of like a funny glitch, but it also looked like, looked like shit. It was just distracting. So yeah, don't bother with ultra wide is what I'm saying. Unless you want like a couple of just unintentional fucking laughs of just like shit like that, or just like glitches. But yeah, it's just fucking, I'm like, all right, I gotta fucking bring it, rein it back in here to fucking like regular shit. This is fucking like not meant to be doing this. So yeah, I mean, visually, I mean, The Missing looks like a horror game. I mean, where you're dismembering, again, like the main fucking focus of it is you're dismembering a fucking, the main character, the broad fucking over and over again, but it's more of like, kind of, sort of, fucking horror category. I mean, I'll try to explain what I mean by that. Like, when I first, like, initially started, I'm like, oh, cool, looks like a fucking, again, it's just fucking chick getting dismembered over and over. It's like, oh, it's gotta be pretty dark and shit. And, but yeah, I don't think, like, the main objective or the theme of the game is horror, you know? It's not really trying to scare you. Like, that's not, like, the point. The main theme of the game is like, oh, we're trying to fuck with you and scare you and shit. It's not a, you know, it's more of like a angsty fucking young adult coming of age story that just happens to have like some horror elements in there, and you know, just it's weird shit in there too. I mean, that might sound familiar to games that I objectively fucking like hate, you know what I mean? Like the list of games that are like that I fucking said like, dude, fuck this shit, I can't stand this, like teenage, high school, whatever the fuck, you know, like fucking, specifically it could fall into the category of fucking like games that fucking like rope me in of like, again, I'm fucking like, oh, I thought this was going to be like a straight fucking like Silent Hill-ish fucking like horror shit that's like, you know, plus fucking Swery's doing it. So it's like, oh man, this will be fucking pretty dark and fucked up. But, you know, again, there's certain games that have roped me in like that, of like, oh, I go in thinking it's going to be a horror game, then, like, the twist is, oh, it's not really, it's like, it's just like some teenage bullshit. You know, then they fucking pull the rug out under you after you fucking start playing it, and you've paid for it and shit. They turn out to be not horror games at all, really, you know, and that's pissed me off a couple times. I mean, of like, that Oxenfree and fucking Gone Home, those two come to mind of examples of that. You get a little bit of that from fucking The Missing, but you know, it's not that far off from that, really. But it does have that fucking that weirdo fucking sweary touch to it. At least it's got that, where it's not like afraid to get like fucking, again, it gets kind of gory, or at least disturbing anyway, with the fucking limbs coming off and shit. It's not like entirely like aimed at kids, really, though. It does have like a whole fucking litany of SJW messaging that's in there. Absolutely, it's got a lot of fucking like SJW shit. You know, there's a they even have like a message when you boot up the game that says something like, you know, this game was made with the belief that everybody is perfect as they are, and we need to accept them for who they are, and or who they choose to be and shit. So, something like that. And then there's like a warning about like explicit gore and fucking, you know, depictions of sexual abuse. And like, you know, some horror games do have that. And that's kind of like fucking, I was thinking I'm going to, I was going in for like a seriously fucking like this dark and fucking like really twisted and fucking offensive game and shit, where they're just kind of like covering their bases. I was just like, nah, this is like a, like, you know, beyond the fucking pale of fucking what you would even think for like a horror, you know, like fucking like Deadly Premonition. There was some fucked up shit in there too. I was thinking it's gonna be something like that. I'm like, no, it's gonna be like a couple fucking scenes that are just really just fucking out there. But not really. It's not really the case here. The Missing is real gay. I mean, literally fucking like gay. Like it opens up with JJ and Emily fucking camping, and they're hinting at like, oh, you know, these two are like lezzing out, and they're, you know, they have to keep each other's secret that they're fucking like, you know, fucking, you know, dykes together and shit. I was fucking like rolling my eyes pretty hard at the beginning. It was fucking like, I mean, look, as much as I call everything gay and fucking use the word faggot as much as I possibly can, the truth is, when it comes to actual fucking like gay people, like I don't give a shit like what anybody does at all. Like in their personal life, again, I could give a fuck less what anybody does, who they fuck. I do not care like at all. But pushing like gay agendas into every fucking work of fiction, that I find that like incredibly fucking lazy and boring. So, and then like front and center with the missing, it's, you know, it's just fucking the opening scene, just fucking like, OMG, like these girls fucking tongue each other's boxes. Oh my God. And fucking, you know, like fucking like, oh, here we go. This is how it's opening. Like that's supposed to be like the opening fucking, that's supposed to grab you as being interesting as fucking, oh, these two girls are camping and they're fucking, you know, fucking looking at each other's fucking snatches. Wow. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fucking contemporary fucking coming of age tropes in there that were, you know, like fucking part killing me, but sometimes it was funny to the point of like, it seems like they're almost like making fun of it, like satire, that I was fucking like holding out hope that the game was just gonna like make a twit, like a turn somewhere, just fucking like, you know, they're building up like all this fucking, again, it's like the tropey, like coming of age shit, and yeah, maybe this is gonna make a fucking mockery of like this genre type of thing. I'm just fucking like, oh, I mean, you know, it's just like something like real fucking like dark or whatever. It doesn't. It's pretty much just like straight of just throughout it. I mean, throughout the game, you're like bringing up your fucking smartphone. You're reading through JJ's text messages from her friends and her mom and her teachers and shit. And, you know, it's just like some of those are funny and shit. It's fucking just like, all right, these characters are kind of funny sometimes. The main thread is her relationship with Emily, which that does like get darker and shit as the game goes on, like over time, where it's fucking, you know, some of like the other people you're talking to was like, oh, this guy's like stalking her and shit. This, you know, her mom is like overbearing and fucking eventually finds out her fucking secret with fucking Emily or whatever. Which, I mean, the secret isn't that she's a dyke, by the way. I don't know if I want to fucking outright spoil it, but I'll say if it was like her mom, if the, like the whole like point of the game, like the whole twist ending or whatever was like, you know, her mom was like flipping out on her and telling fucking JJ to go to fucking like counseling to become fucking like normal or whatever. To be like not gay. I'm like, oh my God, my daughter's gay. And then, you know what I mean? That'd be like so out of touch, I think, with like modern reality. Where once again, I don't think anybody fucking gives a shit that anybody's fucking gay. Like, you know, it's not the fucking 1950s or whatever. You know, like if that was the case, you'd be like, dude, what the fuck? Like that's so fucking like stupid. But it's a little more complicated than that. How it plays out, like especially because the game isn't set in any kind of like reality when you're playing it, like, you know, which again, it's hard to fucking explain this completely without fucking like spoiling it, but like as you're playing, you're not playing like in like the real world, you know what I mean? Like it's not fucking like reality, so it, and they're not even trying to be like that, like straight up, like the ending is just fucking like, no, it's not. I mean, it wasn't like, you know what I mean? What you were doing was just kind of like in her head type of thing. But, so it kind of like skirts those issues and like a technicality, I guess, if that makes sense. Where it'd be like, again, once you find out like about what her secret is, it's like, well, you know, it makes sense of what, you know what I mean, what the rest of the game is. But and despite the warning at the start of the game saying it deals with subjects of like suicide and like controversial issues, and it's, you know, oh, it's gory and bloody and all whatever, again, I was just expecting something like really fucked up and out there and fucking weird, at least, you know what I mean, like fucking Yeah, because fucking Sweary, like, who knows, again, like, who knows the fuck is going on in his fucking head. But, I don't know, I didn't find it really over the top with anything. It's just like fucking, most of it's just fucking SJW shit you see everywhere. And, like, I don't know how you could consider that, like, controversial these days. I mean, like, you know, and that the girl fucking kills herself because of fucking, like, bullying or being, like, misunderstood or whatever. Like, that's also, like, so, like, fucking mainstream now and fucking, you know, anti-fucking school bullying shit. It's not like a huge fucking, like, wow, who would have, you know, what a brave soul for fucking, like, tackling that. It's not like that. It's not like fucking, like, wow, kids kill themselves, whatever. It's like, that's just, like, the mainstream thing now, you know what I mean? You know, and plus they make fucking, like, JJ out to be, like, this really fucking, like, popular person with a bunch of friends that are fucking constantly texting her and, you know, her professors are her buddy, and she's really successful at school and shit. So it's just like, you know, controversial isn't the word I would use as far as, like, that stuff goes. You know what I mean? It's not like she's fucking pandering, maybe, again, of being like fucking, like, hey, here's this whatever different person, you know, different fucking unique, in quotes, like, you know, a different fucking person who has an alternative lifestyle. And hey, she's like one of the most fucking popular people out there. And, you know, people are fucking, like, you know, it's just in love with her. You know, it's not like fucking crazy, like, wow, what a different whatever, you know, making her into, like, just like a superhero almost with not too many flaws besides, like, whatever. So, and anyway, it's not like she's like this fucking tortured soul that's, like, descending into madness or anything like that. It's not like she's trying, like, not to be gay or anything like that. It's just one of the, you know, she's always in the right. There's no, like, don't really show, like, any of her character flaws and that sort of thing. Like, again, it just seems, like, standard and safe, as opposed to, like, Deadly Premonition, where the killer in that game was a fucking tranny, and you know, they made him like a fucking, like, Buffalo Bill, like, psychotic, like that type of thing. And the missing, like, the young adult story and the fucking, you know, SJW, like, gay positive vibe, like, again, like, normally I would hate all that shit. And it's still fucking, it is still kind of cringy at times in the missing, but, you know, at least they take a different approach to it. I'll say that. Yeah, for starters, I mean, one of the games, you could cut all that shit out of it, and it would still be a good, like, platformer with a, you know, beautiful, just looks great, beautiful fucking animation and shit. It controls a little bit stiff. I mean, sometimes it's finicky about interacting with the world. Then you have to press if you have to press like a button or something like that, you'll be fucking standing, like, right in front of it, hitting the interact button to fucking, like, get it going, but it won't register unless you're, like, almost on, like, the exact fucking pixel they want you to be on as you're fucking, like, doing it. You know, so there's some gates that are made out of, like, vines and shit that you have to burn them. So, I mean, again, with the puzzles, so you have to, like, light yourself on fire, then, like, go walk up to these gates to burn them down so you can go through them. So, and you light yourself on fire, you go through this fucking, like, gauntlet of, like, platforming or whatever, and then you have to get to the gate, like, as you're on fire, they'll be like, oh, you know, there's fucking water fucking dripping that'll put the fire out. So it's like, oh, you gotta find a way around that. And so, yeah, you're doing this fucking, like, elaborate fucking puzzle to get to the fucking gate while keeping JJ on fire or whatever. So you do that, and then you're fucking, like, standing, like, on top of the fucking gate, pretty much. Like, you know, right next to it, like, pressing A to interact. Like, I know I have to fucking, like, burn this thing down. Like, nothing will happen. Like, it's just fucking, like, it just doesn't work. It's just fucking, like, dude, I went through all that shit to get here, and I'm definitely on fire. Like, there's this fucking, like, gate made of wood, like, vines or whatever. I'm trying to burn it down. It's just, like, not working, so... Yeah, you know, then you're wondering, like, it's like, oh, you know, did I miss something in this puzzle? Like, you know, what am I missing here? That maybe that's why it's called The Missing. So, you know, it's just fucking like, you know, it's like, all right, so you backtrack, fucking, all right, well, you gotta regenerate yourself, which puts out the fire. You go walking around, fucking looking at shit, can't find anything. So it's like fucking, I don't know, you give up, like do like the exact same thing you did before. I'm just like, all right, I'll light myself on fire. I go up to this fucking vine gate here and then it works. Like it just burns down. Like the second time you did it for no reason, just fucking like, all right. So, no idea what the fuck that was about, what I did differently that time. It was just, you know, just very particular, controls sometimes. It's so like, precise almost or whatever. Another little nitpick is some of the checkpoints in the game suck, particularly at the end of the game. There's like a long chase sequence where the main like bad guy or whatever, the main baddie that's fucking been following you, running after you like the entire game, like some giant broad with a scalpel that's supposed to be like a representation of JJ's mother or something like that. And there's some fucking like trial and error spots, like the climax, like the last level of the game, around the last level. Yeah, where you're fucking, it's like, all right, so you're jumping, you have to like, just like, all right, you think you're on a rope or whatever, you think you have to like jump like left or right or whatever. You try doing that, and it's fucking like, as this thing's chasing you, so you don't have like much time to like really look, it's just like, all right, I want to keep going as fast as I can. I get to a spot where it's like, all right, do you think it's like, oh no, there's the fucking like saw blade that'll fucking like, you know, hit you and fucking send you back into the fucking thing chasing you if you jump like left to right. So it's like, all right, well, I gotta drop down at this point. You gotta fucking, you know, drop down onto another saw blade to like launch your body up onto a ledge. And, you know, again, like your first instinct tells you to do like another fucking thing that'll spit you the wrong way and shit. And the fucking mommy monster will fucking catch you and that'll be instant death. So, so it's like, just like this trial and error shit you're doing. Which would be fine, but it's just like this fucking 5-minute sequence, and there's just like a few of those parts you can get like tripped up and fucking, so it's gonna be like game over. And some like the problem parts too are because of like the touchy nature of the controls. What I was talking about before was like, no, you have to be standing like this exact fucking spot for something to fucking work, right? You know, it's like fucking like, oh, you have to get like launched up in the air at this part, but you have to like fucking be in this exact fucking spot when something hits you in order to fucking do that. And there's no like real way to tell. It's like, oh, it should work if I'm standing like a little bit this way, a little bit that way. I don't know why it wouldn't work, but it just doesn't, you know what I mean? So you doing that shit and you'll hit a couple like mini cutscenes along the way where you barricade the door and the fucking, the mommy monster there will break through it and you're fucking, just tapping fucking X real fast to continue on. So, you know, just like a cutscene and shit. So you have to fucking watch that every time you fucking restart the game. You know, it's like a cutscene at the beginning of the sequence, then like fucking, you know, a minute or so of like platforming that you have to keep doing, and then fucking like, all right, this other cutscene where the thing's fucking breaking through the door. And you have to fucking just watch that shit every time. So it's kind of annoying, especially like towards the end of the game, you know what I mean? Where it's like, all right, you're getting into it. It's like fucking, you know, almost like the climax of the game and fucking like, oh, he's just gonna fucking, gets like obnoxious. I'm just fucking like, oh, why couldn't this fucking put a checkpoint like after this fucking goddamn cutscene and shit, you know? One of those things. So, yeah, the missing, it's okay. I mean, it's definitely not what I was expecting it to be. A lot more, I don't know if I would call it like lighthearted, but it's certainly not as dark as I would have thought. I mean, I think like Inside and Limbo are much fucking much more like surreal and fucking dark and brutal games than fucking this one. Despite fucking the main mechanics of fucking this of the missing being like, oh, you know, dismembering and fucking regenerating the fucking protagonist, like you would think, you know what I mean, if like, oh, is he gonna be fucking like really fucked up? And it's like, nah, not really. It's also not nearly as good, I don't think, as fucking like Braid or Limbo or anything like that, or Limbo and fucking shit like that. Inside, I don't think it's like in that fucking echelon, like that tier of like fucking like, you know, almost like masterpiece, these fucking like, you know, artistic fucking platformers. It's like, no, it's okay, like it's good, you know what I mean, but not at that level. But you know, again, it's not bad. I can't fucking recommend it on like a pure horror game level, because, you know, it's not really a fucking horror game. the platforming is good, but the puzzles and shit, it's like, oh, these are good, but they're not really great. I mean, I'd say if you like, you know, if you look at it, you like the way the game fucking looks, and the aesthetics are enough that you want, it draws you in, fucking, you know, go for it. If you're a sweary fan, I mean, it is a fucking sweary game, but it's just more of like a softer side of sweary. On that note, I mean, he succeeded in making like one of the least gay games out there about gays. So now there's actual fucking artistic merit here, not gayness for the sake of gayness, and most of it. So I mean, is Sweary gay? I mean, J.K. I think he's just a fucking sensitive boy who's obsessed with fucking American culture, which is incredibly gay at the moment. That's my analysis of that, professional analysis.
Ow! Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Ow! What big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive horse mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have, they're sure to lure someone bad. So until you get to grandma's place, I think you ought to walk with me and be safe. I'm gonna keep my sheet suit on till I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Ow! Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Ow! What a big heart I have, the better to love you with. Little Red Riding Hood, even bad wolves can be good. I'll try to keep satisfied just to walk close by your side. Maybe you'll see things my way before we get to grandma's place.
So you could say Sweary's a bit of a beta boy. And speaking of betas, I played the Generation Zero beta, which I completely forgot that I signed up for, or also forgot what the fuck Generation Zero was. So yeah, it's a first-person shooter, like an RPG, kind of like Dying Light shooter almost. But instead of zombies, there are robots, robot dogs, and instead of like claustrophobic city streets and sewers and shit, Generation Zero is all about just open wilderness. There's a lot of empty space in the game world. I only played for about an hour or so. And the vast majority of my time was spent running around in the woods trying to find robot dogs to kill or points of interest to check out and like loot shit in there. So, you know, it's like a fucking like armor map, you know what I mean? It just fucking like seems huge. And you know, I guess for this beta, they're saying like, for this beta, you're only limited to like the fucking one island here. Is the one island you're going to be stuck on? Like, yeah, one island of like, who knows like how big the fucking actual game is, you know, but presumably there's going to be a lot more fucking landmass in there. But I'm like fucking like, oh, that's probably some small little thing. And then like, you know, you fucking start playing. I look at the map and like fucking like, oh man, this thing's fucking huge. You know, head in a direction, open up the map again. It's like, holy shit. Like, you know, I barely fucking moved. Like, yeah, I have to walk in for like fucking, you know, 10 minutes. It's like fucking, I barely fucking moved on this fucking map. So yeah, the premise is like, as far as I can tell, there's not any kind of like introduction in the beta anyway, you know what I mean? So it's like, as far as what's going to happen now, like the intro of the actual, of like the retail game, I have no idea. But, but what I think it's about, I think Generation Zero is set in fucking Sweden in the 80s. There's some kind of fucking robot apocalypse and you have to like survive pretty much, and that's about it. I mean, maybe you're unraveling the fucking mystery as you play. I mean, maybe there is no fucking mystery. I have no idea. Again, it might just be like a straight fucking like, oh, here's what happened. Just fucking, here's what you're supposed to be doing. Like, here's your goal, and like that's it. I have no idea. I mean, maybe it's just like an open. Maybe there's no fucking story to it at all. Like, maybe it's just like a fucking open survival like sandbox type game. I don't know. You know, there weren't any like fucking like NPCs I came across to talk to, like anything like that. It's just fucking, you know, you create a character, they drop you in the world with fucking nothing really. Then you fucking search some houses, so you can find guns and like first aid kits, all that shit, and then just fucking like go explore. And yeah, you can play it co-op with up to four people, I think. I mean, I didn't, but I think you can. So you know, I think it might be like one of those fucking loot shooters or whatever, loot fucking RPG, like fucking Destiny or fucking Borderlands or whatever. But I mean, you know, this, again, this is like a skill tree and shit. But I opened up the skill tree and put some points into it, and just like that seemed pretty fucking limited. Like if there's going to be like that type of game, it didn't seem like there was much there. You know, it's just like, you know, higher percentage of damage resistance, increased armor penetration, like that sort of thing. And yeah, I mean, the guns are fucking scarce. So I mean, again, like maybe it's more like the survival genre. Maybe if you want to think of it that way, you know, where it's fucking, it's like, no, it's not like some crazy like fucking power your guy up. It's just more like try to survive, like that type of thing. Maybe again, I only played for like an hour, so it's just fucking like based off that and what I was seeing, like just as I was going through all the shit. But yeah, regardless, I mean, it's a pretty game. I mean, even though it's a beta, it's not fucking polished, and it's kind of like, you know, the resolution's a little bit like blurry, like that type of thing. You can tell if it's fucking like one of those deals. You can tell like as soon as like, yeah, it's probably just this stuff like sharpen it up like a little bit, you know, just fucking whatever, optimize it, whatever the fuck, just like a tad. And it's fucking, it's like, oh, I want this like whatever, and it goes like full like full game. It'll be fucking pretty good. I mean, the forest and the hills look fucking fantastic. There's like, like a day night cycle, and the fucking the lighting from that, like the fog effects and all that shit, just really fucking effective. Kind of the atmosphere is just kind of like dreary fucking old castles and fucking rotting fucking buildings everywhere, and not like fucking, you know, not like Fallout. It just seems like fucking like, oh, it's like an old fucking place, just old fucking rundown buildings and shit, rusted out cars and shit. You know, just again, it's a whole lot of fucking like nothing. You know what I mean? It's something like appealing to that. Something like, I like the look of it, that I really actually like. yeah, the enemies they have you fighting, on the other hand, not that impressed with the fucking the robots there that are in the game. I only get to see the dogs. Again, I played like for an hour, and where it's just fucking just all like fighting those fucking dog robots over and over. And then, like, after that hour, I get stuck in a fucking box, and I quit out, and now I didn't even know it was, like, a limited beta. I thought it was just gonna be like, oh, it's gonna keep going until, like, whenever, but I guess it was, like, a four-day thing. I mean, I just fucking, like, I played for, like, an hour. I'm like, yeah, I'll play it later some other time. They're like, oh, the beta's closed. They, like, sent me some, like, feedback form or whatever, which I filled out, obviously, and pretty much told them what I'm fucking saying here, so whatever. But, yeah, so, yeah, what I played is fucking, like, yeah, just, like, from what I saw, like, the first hour of it, just fucking, like, yeah, these fucking robot dogs, not really that cool to fight. Kind of boring to fight. Yeah, it's just, you know, there's, like, these dog fucking things that they have, like, machine guns on their backs, and they just kind of, like, stop and fucking, you know, they'll run around for a little bit, and then they stop, fucking plant themselves, and they shoot at you for a few seconds, and they fucking run around for a little bit, stop, fucking shoot, repeat, and just keep doing that. And then if you get too close to them, they'll rush you and they'll fucking headbutt you, which fucking does a ton of damage, like 50 health. You know, if you have like 100 health, it's fucking like this half your health gone just because this fucking thing rushed at you and fucking headbutted you, and it knocks you down to the ground, and it takes like fucking 5-10 seconds, or you're just fucking like, oh, you're, you know, animation of, oh, I'm on the ground, I'm fucking like getting back up and shit, and just, you know, that's kind of obnoxious. You know, whenever you're tripping in games like that, where it just kind of takes control and fucking, you know, knocks you down. You have like no control, so the animation plays out of you getting out. That's always fucking obnoxious. So, wasn't a fan of that. But yeah, so yeah, the dogs are armored. So I mean, you're pelting them and shit, shooting them, and fucking the sparks fly off, and you can shoot off like parts of them. I'm not sure if there's some kind of strategy to what you're hitting. Like, you know, they're like little fucking shoulder pieces that that are sticking out, and you can see that coming off. I don't know if that's supposed to lower the accuracy or whatever. It wasn't really clear. I'm just fucking loud. I was going to keep shooting this fucking thing till it explodes. But they're fucking bullet spongy as fuck. So I just, you know, just fucking again, just kept fucking firing my gun until they died and fucking exploded. I mean, they're fucking, you know, steel fucking robots, so it makes sense that you'd have to shoot them, like, 50 times with, like, a small caliber handgun, but, Jesus Christ, I was, like, 5 fucking minutes of fucking plink, 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 and, you know, then I fought about fucking 50 of those fucking things, so, and there's no, like, variation to them at all, again, that I ran across. It's like, no, it's the same, like, copy and paste fucking dog robot you're fighting 50 fucking times, but, again, it's a beta. Again, a lot of the feedback I sent on that form was just like, the AI kind of sucks, you know, and he's like, you gotta do something about that. But, so, I don't know, who knows. I will say, I mean, after playing, again, it has the potential to be fucking cool, you know what I mean? I like the setting. I fucking, it looked and it ran well for what it was. I mean, I'm fucking interested to try it when it comes out, when like the full release comes out. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's as long as it's fucking, you know, fucking, as long as it's not like coming out at a bad time with like other big games that I want, you know, it doesn't get like lost in the shuffle kind of thing, and it's not like fucking, you know what I mean? It was just like fucking like, oh, hey, this game's out. I think it's like it's supposed to be like $40 or something like that. Like, oh, I'm interested to see what's going on there. You know, but at this fucking particular time in gaming history, when we're less than a week away from fucking gaming Armageddon, aka fucking Red Dead Redemption 2, fucking prepare yourself, you know. I'm doing the fucking spooky world thing. You know, I haven't fucking touched on, I played a bunch of games I haven't even fucking touched on that I played for fucking hours, you know what I mean? Like fucking Black Ops 4. Shit like that. I played a ton of it. Haven't really talked about it. So it's like shit like, you know, like fucking betas that I've been getting, like the codes, that the beta codes and shit. Just fucking like, all right, like I played it for like an hour. Then it's kind of going to take a fucking backseat. The fucking betas were backseat where they belong. And I got another beta code for fucking Killer Queen Black too. But I mean, I'm like fucking, God, I'd check that out. And like, I'm looking, it's like, oh, NDA, you can't fucking stream this game or like talk about it or whatever. So I'm like, all right, well, you know, guess what? I won't, I won't fucking stream it or talk about it or fucking play it because whatever. Instead, I'm going to talk about a movie here, a horror movie about a cult. a cult that fucking believes men can be women and women can be men, and political correctness is fucking their blasphemy law, and government-funded science is their gospel, and the academics are their priest class, and fucking abortions are their sacrifices. I watched The Apostle too. I think it's just Apostle, the movie Apostle. Fucking so yeah, that's right. A movie review here. If you remember fucking movie reviews from me, if you remember fucking reviews, period. So yeah, Apostle is a fucking horror movie on Netflix, right? If you remember Netflix too. So yeah, it came out a few weeks ago, I think. I heard about it a few weeks ago. It's directed by the guy who did The Raid, Gareth Edwards, I believe his name is. And yeah, it looked kind of interesting. I mean, this is about, like, you know, there's a cult that's isolated on an island. They're old-timey fucking Puritan Salem witch era fucking fanatics. It looked like it was going to be a lot of fucking old fucking medieval torture scenes and shit. So count me in. I mean, even if those fucking period pieces can go either way, I mean, I trust the fucking, the guy who did The Raid is going to find a way to make it not boring. And he does. I mean, Apostles of fucking, it's a really good fucking horror movie, just in time for fucking Spookfest here. So, yeah, the setup is, a wealthy guy's daughter is kidnapped by the cultists. And, they hold her for ransom, and they want him to send somebody to the island to fucking hand over the money, just alone. Just fucking, you know, just send somebody alone, fucking no police, the usual deal. So he the wealthy guy, like, kind of does that. Like, he sends his son, who everybody thinks is dead. And the way the movie's told, like, they don't fucking explain what happened to him, like why people think he's dead, like why he's kind of fucked up and shit, like, and they save that, like, to like towards the end. They have like a flashback of what happened to him, but, you know, he's sort of a badass. I mean, not exactly in the fucking Liam Neeson, like, Taken sort of way, or the fucking, you know, not the guy from, like, The Raid, you know what I mean? He's not, like, physically fucking, like, superhuman, like, beating everybody up, like, you know, that badass type of thing. You just fucking know there's something, like, wrong with him. You know what I mean? Like he's in a constant state of irritation, and he's taking medicine of some kind all the time to calm himself down. He's just more, like, quick. He's witty and shit. Like, he's fucking, you know, at the beginning, like, you know, he's boarding the ferry to go to the fucking, the boat to go to the island there, like the cultist island. And he notices that there's, like, a little fucking red dot on his ticket, and it's fucking like, oh, so, you know, the ticket they gave the fucking guy, you know, the wealthy guy, like, to fucking, like, I use this ticket to fucking come to the island or whatever. It's like, oh, this is Mark, so they know that fucking, you know what I mean, he's the person they're sending. So, you know, he does, like, some, like, sleight of hand, like, fucking swaps out with another passenger who fucking, like, gets the shit, you know, gets the shit kicked out of him later because they think that he's the guy with the fucking, the ransom money, you know? So, yeah, so he gets to the island, he's fucking, he's just kind of, like, scoping out what the cult is all about. You know, they're fucking, like, cutting themselves and bleeding into fucking these containers, or, like, bottles or whatever. And then, like, leaving the blood out as offerings for their god. And, you know, and the leader fucking is telling the story of how the founders of the island, like, stumbled upon the place, and, you know, they were shipwrecked, and they found, like, a goddess of the forest, or a goddess of the harvest that was on the island, like, you know, like a physical fucking god. So, you know, and then they're saying that they pray to her, and fucking, you know, she would look after their crops as long as they fucking worshipped her, and fucking, you know, they built up a flock of people that would fucking worship her too. And, of course it's more, like, nefarious than that. It's just, like, they're telling their story, and then, you know, you follow the fucking, you know, the main dude, like the crazy outsider, as he fucking, you know, he finds his sister, he fucking uncovers what's going on, and fucking, you know, everything on the island kind of like goes to shit while he's there, and because he's there too, you know. Yeah. So the cult leaders need that their ransom money to survive and like buy like supplies and food and shit because the goddess is now like poisoning their crops, like nothing's growing. So, you know, and they're like so far invested in the island in their fucking communist utopia that they're fucking doubling down on everything and fucking like, you know, spiraling out of control. And you know, there is like an actual fucking goddess that they found. So, now the story was like half true. Only they fucking imprisoned her and they've been feeding her blood to get her to fucking produce. Like they're just like trapping her and like fucking like making her like fucking, grow their crops. You know what I mean? And by feeding her fucking blood. So human blood. So yeah, it's kind of like fucking Little Shop of Horrors or fucking, you know, a little cult of horrors. Oh, and what's cool about the movie? I mean, besides the fucking message of it. I mean, not to get like political, but I mean, if you watch it with the like communism, fucking socialism thing in mind, you'll get it. Yeah, the cool thing is it's directed like incredibly well. It's the fucking, you know, it's the Raid guy, but it's not like an action movie at all. Like really, I mean, there is fucking, there are like a few like violent, like fight scenes and shit that kind of like come out of nowhere. It's pretty funny. And where it's just fucking like, oh, it turns into like a kung fu movie, but for like 5 seconds, it's like a quick fight. And it's fucking like whatever guy is like fucking grabbing spears and shit and like shoving it through somebody's fucking throat and just fucking like whatever. That's like 5 seconds. Then it's fucking like, oh no, he has a gun. Like it's like relaxed and like it just ends, but it's just like real quick, just a fight scene and shit. And then it goes back to like the atmospheric horror. So, but it's just, you know, you could see like you could see somebody taking the same script and giving it to like just about anybody else to direct. And it could end up like The Terror, you know what I mean? Just like a slog to sit through, almost would be like a play, you know what I mean? Like slow paced and shit, just fucking people standing around talking in fucking, you know, old timey English or whatever. But Apostle's not like that. It just fucking like flies by, like watching it. Like it's always fucking, you know, it's hard to explain why, but I mean, just the way it's shot and like how the actors like deliver the lines and shit, like especially like the main guy. Like, I don't think like he's acting, like his acting is that strong. Like it's not like, oh, what a great actor or whatever, but it's not like it's fucking like, wow, like it blows you away, but it's just fucking he's just like constantly like fidgeting. His fucking eyes are always like darting around, like moving and shit. He's always looking at shit. So you know, he kind of just like half mumbles his lines. Every scene in the movie is like tense. You know what I mean? It's just like that pacing to it where it's over 2 hours long, but, you know, I was worried. I'm like, fucking, like, oh, I'm going to start this. It's going to be, like, just kind of, like, slow and, like, building up and shit. And I might have to, like, fucking, like, stop it halfway through and pick it up, like, the next day or whatever. I watched in, like, two sittings, but just, like holy shit. Like, I started watching it. I'm like, dude, I'm like, it's like, you're constantly fucking on edge, like, watching it. So, you know, there's, like, payoff after payoff. It, you know, doesn't waste time, like, the entire movie, like, asking the question of, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, is the cult bad? Like, is it, like, really bad? Is there really, like, a real goddess here that they're praying to? Or, you know, is the fucking protagonist the one that's crazy or the shit like that? It's nothing like that. It's just fucking, it's very, very, like, straightforward. Just fucking, like, boom, boom, boom. Like, it keeps getting, like, crazier and crazier as it goes. Until the ending, which is a little bit nutty. I mean, I can't say that I completely understand what the fucking ending was about, but at that point, it's fucking like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? It's an ending to this, the fucking movie. It's like fucking like, you know, the plant fucking goddess, they fucking whatever, just drilled some fucking kids' fucking brains out, and somebody got their fucking fingers chopped off in a meat grinder, and a part of the fucking island fucking fell apart and started gushing blood. And it's like, okay, whatever, man. It's fucking the guy fucking turned into a plant or something. Like, cool, whatever, dude. And it's like, yeah, the movie fucking ruled. That was fucking awesome. Yeah, there's some fucking video game references in there too. At least I think they're video game references. I'd actually be fucking genuinely fucking curious if they were, you know, if they were like fucking like as they were like writing it or whatever, is fucking they're just like, oh well, inspired by fucking this or that, because If not, I mean, there's some fucking like crazy fucking coincidences with a couple fucking horror games that I've played and talked about very recently. First off, the fucking the cultists have the goddess there, like the plant lady. They have her hidden away in a shed, and she's sick, and she's immobile. And she's got fucking vines growing out of her entire body, like vines and shit, strapping her down. And when the main guy there finds her, she's like begging him to kill her, and fucking, it's like, dude, that's like straight out of that fucking game Stasis that I just played. Almost like the exact fucking same scene, almost like visually it's fucking almost identical. Just like a plant lady that's been stuck and rooted in place for years, and she wants you to fucking burn her to fucking end her suffering and shit. It's like, dude, that's like straight out of that fucking game. Like, you know, fucking just almost identical. It's crazy. And again, guess how he ends up fucking like killing her. I mean, I just kind of made a big deal out of this fucking last week. Yeah, he fucking throws a lantern at a tree, which fucking sets everything on fire. You know what I mean? So it's fucking the ending of Apostle is the fucking ending of Alone in the Dark. Now, again, I might be reading into that a little bit too much, but it's so fucking weird. You know what I mean? It's just fucking similar fucking looking lantern, like right at the end of fucking both of them, both fucking Alone in the Dark and fucking Apostle, just throwing the fucking lamp at a tree. You know, a lantern at a tree. I don't know if like a lot of that shit, like the fucking, the tree lady fucking wants to be, you know, wants somebody to burn her or whatever. Or just throwing, you know, lighting trees on fire to fucking do something, like some old like folklore story that fucking older than both of them, that they're both fucking drawing from. That's why it's similar. Like, I don't know. It's just a fucking strange thing to see fucking twice, like almost like 2 days apart from each other. Fucking like Alone in the Dark. I'm like, that's a weird fucking choice to have fucking throwing a lantern at a fucking tree to set it on fire to like end this game. And then fucking Apostle's like fucking, it's like, oh, they throw the lantern at the tree to fucking end the movie too. You know what I mean? And then fucking everyone's trying to escape. It's like, huh, that's really fucking like, weird fucking coincidence. There's more fucking, general video game vibes there too. Like there's a guardian that's protecting the goddess there. It's like a big silent dude who's got like roots wrapped around his face, like a mask. So you can only see his eyes, and it looks like something straight out of fucking Silent Hill or Resident Evil or The Evil Within. You know, and there's scenes where the guy is running away from the cult. He's fucking like hiding in cornfields and shit as they're chasing him. And that was almost, the movie's almost like the entire fucking game of fucking Outlast 2 also, where, maybe I play too many fucking video games and I see that shit everywhere, but you watch it and you tell me I'm fucking crazy, and you should watch it because it's fucking, again, Apostle's a fucking really good fucking movie. I liked it a lot. Just don't let it steal your soul. Caliber 6. So yeah, Soul Caliber 6 came out, and I don't know how to spell fucking Soul Caliber. I guess I don't know if anybody knows how to fucking spell Soul Caliber. It seems like a made up fucking word. You know, you would think it's actually two words. It'd be Soul and Caliber, with soul as you would expect fucking soul to be spelled, you know, S-O-U-L, and caliber, like, you know, like the caliber of a gun, fucking C-A-L-I-B-R, you know what I mean? But I guess not. That's like not, that's not how the fucking title of the game works, I guess. So apparently Soul Caliber is one word, no capital C or whatever, and they spell fucking caliber with a U. So, what the fuck is that about? I don't know. And plus, the series used to be called Soul Blade, which was fucking two words, so spelled normally. So, I don't know. That's my Soul Calibur coverage. Soul Calibur is fucking awesome. I mean, of course, every time I talk about a fighting game, I have to preface it with the fact that I fucking suck at fighting games. Yeah, I'm a fucking button masher, despite having played a ton of them for hundreds of hours, and some of them I'm still fucking hot trash. Just keep that in mind. That could go for fucking every genre of game, really. Just keep in mind that I'm pretty bad, but fighting games in particular. I mean, there's no way to even fucking pretend I'm fucking mediocre at them, or like average. I'm terrible. I suck at fucking fighting games. Yeah, I think I've described every fucking game that I discuss in this episode kind of the same way, but I'll go with it here. Fucking Soul Calibur 6, fucking gorgeous, fucking beautiful, smooth, great animation and effects. Looks like you would expect like an arcade fighting game to look like in fucking 2018. Which isn't fucking high praise, I know, but it's fucking just, you know, again, if you went to like an actual arcade of like, hey, you have the new fucking Soul Calibur, it's like fucking, yeah, it would look like this. Like, this is fucking like really, really good looking. You know, just fucking big, fucking colorful characters, super, super polished. The stages don't have like too much going on in them, but they fucking look good. Just fucking simple and clean looking. Thumbs up there. So, yeah, the best way to think about Soul Calibur 6 is it's the anti-Street Fighter 5. So that's the way I would look at it. And I know, fucking don't compare fucking Game A to Game B and all that shit, but, you know, it's true. I mean, fucking Street Fighter 5 fucking launched, and Street Fighter 5 launched with no fucking story, no fucking arcade mode, you know, not that many fucking characters to play. Really fucking anemic as far as like fucking like shit to do in that game. Except, you know, everybody would say like fucking, oh, it's just the game's meant to be played online. You know what I mean? It's fucking, you know, that type of thing. But so Soul Calibur 6. I mean, you can play fucking online, obviously, too, in fucking Soul Calibur. But there's so much fucking shit to do offline. Like, it's fucking insane. Like, how much shit is in there? How much content's there to fucking play through? I don't think you've ever seen anything fucking like it in a fucking any other fighting game I've played. I'm just like, holy shit, they actually took a lot of time here to fucking like really flesh this fucking single player out. Like, it's fucking crazy. So, I mean, the first thing I tried is the story mode, and, you know, fighting game stories, they're fucking notoriously fucking awful. Soul Calibur is no exception either. I mean, just some fucking sword and fucking some magical sword and fucking magical shield or some shit, fucking Ricky Maru and fucking Tiki Tiki Tabby, and somebody gets fucking corrupted by something, then you're fucking just randomly fighting people for like 30 seconds, you know what I mean? And then fucking you're back to like looking at like static images of people talking to each other and fucking grunting and shit, and it makes no fucking sense, you know. It's just fucking like, I don't know what the fuck's going on here. On the plus side of that is like, I'm like Street Fighter 5, where fucking the artwork and those cutscenes in Street Fighter look like fucking absolute dog shit. Here in fucking Soul Calibur 6, at least the fucking, you know, at least they took the time to make the still images they're using look good. You know what I mean? If you're going to cut corners and cost by fucking having full motion, you know, not having like full motion videos to, you know, like full fucking fleshed out like cutscenes using, you know, like fucking the in-game graphics, or like doing like a different, just doing your own fucking like cutscenes like that. If you're not going to do that, and you're just going to fucking do the fucking comic book fucking manga thing or whatever, at least make the pictures you're using look fucking good, you know, make it look appealing. So I did that in fucking Soul Calibur 6. It's fucking like, oh, it's, you know, this is like good art anyway. Still a fucking retarded story that's fucking impossible to fucking follow. There's sections where you're looking at fucking like two portraits that are talking to each other, and just fucking like they'll just fucking like flash red for a little bit and like grunt, and just fucking like, ow, ooh, ah. Ooh, like fucking, it's like, what the fuck was that? Like, what the fuck just happened? Is that just like a fight? You know what it is? Is that just like a fight that happened? Like in this fucking, and these static images and shit, like fucking, you know, if only there was some kind of like interactive way you could have presented that fight there, that fucking kerfuffle, you know, like if they took that and like made like a, I don't know, like a fighting game out of it, where it's fucking like, oh, these two characters are going to fight, and then fucking like portraits fucking flashing. Oof, ow. Bing, bang, boom, whatever. Bad story mode. That's fucking, it's on. I mean, I'd say like a bad story, but it's really like an average story mode for the genre anyway. And at least it was only like 4 or 5 hours long. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, I played through the story. I'm like, oh man, it's fucking like, it's still pretty bad, but whatever, man. Again, it's the first, I had no idea of like the other shit I could have done. But I'm fucking just like, all right, I would sit through this and fucking like 4 or 5 hours. Okay. But then, yeah, and then, you know, the credits roll and then it takes you back to like a timeline where you can pick like a dozen other fucking starting points to go from. So it's like fucking like, oh, that was just like line one. You know what I mean? Or that's like the main story, I guess. But then it's fucking like, oh, here's like some other, you know, just like character stories. You know what I mean? So there's fucking like every 12 fucking other ones you can do. So, there's a lot of fucking story in there. I did Geralt's story because fucking Geralt from fucking The Witcher's in Soul Calibur 6. So I'm like, all right, I'll pick him because I figured if fucking anybody would have like a halfway decent fucking story in there, it'd be fucking him, you know what I mean, from the fucking Witcher. Not really. The story's not, it's still fucking some stupid shit about fucking like a witch fucking casts a spell that transports him into the Soul Calibur universe, and it's like an hour of him like fucking like, you know, Geralt being like, hey, I'm not in the Witcher universe, I'm in the Soul Calibur universe, and this is fucking crazy, isn't it? And fucking, then he returns, and then it's fucking like, oh man, I'm glad that's over with, and that's about it. Geralt, ladies and fucking gentlemen, his fucking stage music, he's cool to play as, though, and his fucking, his stage music is fucking great, though. Holy shit, that's fucking good music. Sends fucking shivers down me timbers. So then as it turns out, like that story mode that has so much fucking content of like, oh man, it's a fucking lot of shit here. That's not even the fucking, the main single player mode. Like that's not even like the main, if you want to call it like the main story mode, like, that's not even it. Like the shit I just did was like fucking like, oh man, there's so much here. I don't even know if I can even get to all this. Like that's just like side content. Like I had fucking no idea. There's an RPG like story mode where you, create your own character, you fucking travel around a map, you're hitting like story beats and like training your guy, fucking leveling up, like fighting random battles, earning gold, you know, buying gear and shit. I barely fucking scratched the surface of that, but it's insane how much fucking content is in this fucking game. Like it is fucking crazy. I just get to a point in the fucking that mode there, the fucking astral something or other, whatever, like that, where you create the character and shit. I'm like fucking like, all right, well, I'm just gonna go like, you know, here's like a main story and shit, just like going, there's like this huge fucking map, and then I'm like, all right, that's gonna take forever and shit, and then like, oh, some side shit opened up, and then like just fucking a bunch of just fucking like 50 fucking like, oh, go to these different areas. It's like way more fucking complicated and like, you know, deep than you would expect. Now where it's just fucking like, all right, well, yeah, you have to like physically travel on the map, which costs like gold and shit, so it's like, all right, I want to go to this side quest, but it's however many fucking meters away or whatever, kilometers away, and it's going to cost you like so much gold or whatever to fucking, so it's like, oh, you have to like fund your travels. And it's like, dude, this is fucking like insane. Like this is fucking like nuts how much fucking like work went into this shit. It's fucking pretty cool, I will say. It's also fucking insane how much fucking content I actually have for this podcast here. And I'm just going to fucking throw in the towel right about now. And still fucking backed up for weeks with the games I've been playing. I played through Fear. I have, Fear, fucking that first encounter, fucking Assault Recon or whatever, fucking 10-hour game that I played through. I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna have fucking time to talk about that. So, played it fucking start to finish. I liked it. Probably should mention it, but I just did, I guess. I mean, fucking, I don't know, watch my playthrough on, like, YouTube or Twitch or fucking Mixer, wherever the fuck, wherever my fine streams are sold. Again, I'm just fucking wiped from this week. A little bit sick, as you can probably tell. Next week is the big one there. Fucking, I'll be on vacation. Fucking Red Dead, Halloween, Universes Collide in a maelstrom of something. I don't know what the fuck that means for me. What that means for you, what it means for the show, could be the best spook fest of all time, could be the worst day of your life, or the last day of mine, like, who knows, you know? Really, isn't that a good reason to live every day, like it's your last, you know? Because after all, won't we all end up being skeletons, like the character that I created in Soul Calibur and named Boner? Yes, we will. So, www.gruntfreepress.com is the death spike, absolute homicide, deadcat@gruntfreepress.com Coma is the emom, I don't know, email, podcast at grumpypress.com, so that's the email. So, you know, buckle in, fucking buckaroos, because this fucking train is on a one-way track to hell, and you're coming with me, faggots.
We'll be right back. begin from there.